The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Thank you so much for being with us today. Of course, on today's show, Tim Croak and Steve Decker, your financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners. My name is Ryan Stutz. We have some interesting topics we're going to talk about today. And coming up on the Inside of the Week, it's the magic of dividends. And also, a special guest on today's show on the Community Connection, Dr. Moshir Jacob, managing partner for the Toledo Clinic. That is all coming up on today's show. Let me give you the phone number so you can get in touch with Creative Financial Partners and perhaps come in for a visit. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. All you got to do is call that number and leave your contact information. A member of the team will set it up for you. 800-373-9715. Steve and Tim, I hope you guys have had an outstanding week.
It's been going great so far.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're rocking over here.
Well, hopefully we'll have a good show today, and that will cap it off. There are a lot of people who have reached retirement age who say they don't want to retire. But I thought maybe you could talk about how this is usually it's because they enjoy their job. Sometimes it is. And sometimes it can be a defense mechanism because they feel they can't retire for financial reasons. Which is it usually? And what do you guys deal with?
Yeah, you know, there certainly are two aspects to the whole retirement discussion. One of the aspects is financial and one is emotional. And I don't know, Steve, what do you think? I think you've got to really be in good shape, you know, both ways to have a great retirement and make sure that both ends are there for you.
Yeah, and I think when most people, if you're not happy with your job, it's not like that came up out of nowhere. You've been unhappy for a while. So through our planning process, we plan for that. We know that at a certain age, we want to be done with this. So that's where if we can take our time, you know, over the last 5-10 years of planning, when we get to that certain point, a point that we come to together, we know we're ready to pull the plug.
For those people who actually are financially able to retire comfortably but lack the confidence in their ability to do that, where does that lack of confidence come from?
Yeah, that comes from time. That's really it. And Tim hit the nail on the head when we say that there's two aspects of it. If you have enough money put away, but also a lot bigger hurdle to get over is emotionally. When you have been getting a paycheck from a certain place or places for the last 30 or 35 years, then all of a sudden they're not coming in anymore. Where do they come from? That's a big hurdle to get over. And it may not seem that big when you're listening to this over the radio, but wait till you get to that point. It really, really is, and it's a big discussion to have mentally. You've worked, you've put your time in, you got paid for a certain skill or trait. Now you're using the money that you put away. That's a big hurdle to jump over.
Yeah, and you know, you want to be in great shape financially, because I think that helps overcome the emotional hurdles. And to work because you want to work, not because financially you have to, I think really puts you in a very good position. And the people that I know that are the happiest in retirement are the ones that are still working or engaged or doing something, but it's not a financial concern at all. It's just one of those things. They're really doing more of what they like to do.
If you're listening to the show today in Toledo, or perhaps you live in Perrysburg, wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, here's your number to call to connect with Creative Financial Partners. It's 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. And as always, you can find out more about Creative Financial Partners by going to the website, cfpohio.com. On the other side of the coin, we're talking about whether you're ready for retirement. Guys, do you have people who are ready to retire as soon as humanly possible, but they're just not in a financial position to do it?
Yeah, I think that probably out of the new clients that we have come into the office, I bet almost half of them think that they are not ready for retirement or think that they have a long road ahead of them. But in fact, once we start peeling back the layers and looking at everything that's out there, looking at their pensions, their social securities, they kind of slowly start to understand that maybe they can do this and maybe they are ready. But as far as first impressions, most people out there, I think, don't think they're ready. But in reality, they probably are if you've been doing all the things that you're supposed to throughout the years.
Yeah, and you know, we've got some tools that will give very accurate retirement projections and will show you the kind of money and therefore the income that you'll have year by year. And there's no fluff in the numbers. We're using historical numbers and what the actual markets and investments have done. And I think it gives you a very realistic picture of what your retirement will look like, you know, going forward. And I think that does a big job in setting people's minds at ease.
How do you help those people find a solution who have determined that they need to work longer than they wanted to? They wanted to retire soon. They find out they can't do it. Give us an example maybe of a time that you've helped somebody work through that particular issue.
Yeah, those are certainly difficult issues. And, you know, they're always a little bit disappointing when people want to get out of their work situation. But for us to be able to fill in a little bit of that black hole and say, you know, if you do the right things, here is exactly how you're going to be looking a year, 3 years, 5 years, or whatever down the road. And so it gives them a pretty realistic picture of, you know, not only what they need to do, but where they're going to be if they do that. And I think that takes a lot of the pressure off, knowing that even if they're miserable today, they don't have to be miserable forever. There is going to be an end to that, and we can help them pinpoint what that end looks like.
I know that there are people listening to the show out there right now who are thinking, you know, I've been listening to the show for a while, and I finally want to get off my backside and make that phone call and make it happen, to come in and talk to Steve and Tim and the folks at Creative Financial Partners. What do you have to offer those folks who call in?
We really want to offer a conversation that is going to lead to a very thorough process. You know, we're going to take a look at everything and all of the financial issues, all of the investments that are available to you, every kind of planning technique to really get your arms around that situation. And I think that it is a worthy investment of your time. You know, we don't charge any fees for that. We have that type of very comprehensive discussion. But to do it, I obviously, you know, we're pretty busy doing what we're doing. So you've got to be able to call to make that appointment. We will get you in as soon as possible. We really have made the commitment to do that kind of outreach. We're all citizens of Northwest Ohio, and we want to help our corner of the world and really kind of enhance the friendships that we have, too. But you are the one that the listeners got to take the first step and make that call.
800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, call that number and you can make it happen. As Tim just said, you have to reach out first. They can give you lots of good generic advice here on the radio show, but can't really get specific as it applies to your situation unless you reach out and come in for a visit. 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Tim Croak and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Don't you want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
Thank you so much for listening to the Financial Symphony today. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And, you know, they've been serving Perrysburg and Toledo and the entire northwestern Ohio area for a very long time. And if you'd like to get in touch, if you like what you hear on the show, if you'd like to have a face-to-face conversation about these very same issues when it relates to your situation, call this number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You can also go to the website, check them out, cfpohio.com. But again, that phone number, please write it down, 800-373-9715. It's probably a good time to talk about required minimum distributions. A lot of people aren't really clear on what RMDs are, why they exist. And Steve and Tim, what do you think it is that people are required to withdraw from their savings at a certain age? Can you explain all that?
Yeah, let's first cover what a required minimum distribution is. If you've put any money away throughout your life, whether it's in an IRA, 401k, 403b, when you put that money in there, you took a deduction for it. So that means that you did not have to pay taxes on it when you made that contribution. The government says when you turn age 70 and a half, or the year by April 15th following the year that you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking some of that money back out and paying taxes on it. The general thinking behind it is that you're in a higher tax bracket when you're making contributions, and then once you retire, you won't have as much earned income, therefore you'll be in a lower tax bracket, and it'll be a savings to you at that point.
Okay, is there anything that you can do to avoid having to take RMDs?
Gosh, there's a couple things you can do to deal with them, but on the surface of it, you've got to start taking those distributions at age 70 and a half. And the intent of the government is that by the time you reach your life expectancy, or if you're married, your joint life expectancy with your spouse, that all of the money has come out of those accounts and you've paid tax on them all. What a lot of people will do to manage those effectively is to do Roth conversions, where you're moving your IRA money over to Roth accounts, so you're paying tax on it. All at the same time, up front or over the course of a couple of years, but then that moves the money over to Roth IRAs, which will build tax-free, and they forego the required minimum distributions. You never really have to take that money out. You can also do kind of advanced investment planning. For example, we do a lot of work in the oil industry because when you invest in oil, you get a deduction for intangible drilling costs. And so many people will take money out of their IRAs from their required minimum distributions, turn it right around and put it into oil so they get the deduction, and therefore the money effectively becomes a tax-free distribution for them, and then it will turn around in that oil investment and create income for them. But it takes advanced planning and people that have got some experience in working with those things, and you've got to be pretty comprehensive with your planning to be able to pull those things off.
You know, a lot of people out there are unprepared for their RMDs when they turn 70 and a half. And what are some of the risks that you face by not planning in advance?
Well, the biggest risk is that you're going to face a penalty from the government if you don't start taking your distributions by 70 and a half. And most companies, if not all companies, they send you a very friendly letter at the beginning of the year telling you that you have to start taking your distributions out. But one thing that Tim and I do, and a lot of people do around here, is at the end of the year, we go through our client list and make sure that all of our clients have taken their distributions out for the year and give them a friendly phone call and just say, hey, heads up. We have to do this. Is there anything that you'd like to do? A lot of my clients use it for, around Christmas time or vacation time. Maybe they want to take some of that money out to plan. Maybe they want to do a Roth conversion with some of it. But that's a service that we provide, and really all financial professionals, I think, should provide that to their clients.
If you'd like to have a conversation about all of these items that we talk about, RMDs and everything else, call this number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. You can come into the office in Perrysburg, and all you have to do is call the number, 800-373-9715, and leave your contact information. Then you can set up a visit. We're talking about required minimum distributions today with Tim Croak and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. If someone does not need the money from their RMDs for income, what do you suggest they do with that money that they have to take out?
Well, they've got to pay tax on it, first of all. And the money that they've got left after the tax, if they don't need it, they should reinvest it. Just because it's not part of an IRA doesn't mean that it shouldn't be invested or that it can't be very productive for them. It just means that there's got to be some kind of a taxable event as you move money from one pocket to the other. But many people very actively move that money and reinvest it in things that will produce them income and growth to continue to enhance their retirement situation.
You know, one neat thing that we've done from time to time, and a few chips got to fall into place here, but I've had a few clients this year where their minimum distributions, we actually took that money and paid a life insurance premium with that. And that life insurance policy will provide a death benefit to their heirs and could potentially help with any long-term care costs as well. So that's something that just recently we've started to get into. The trick is with that is you have to be insurable when you're age 70, and not everybody is insurable. But for the people that are, it's a neat way to enhance your estate and cover a few potential problems down the road.
Can you give an example of how you've helped somebody plan around the RMDs and their retirement income plan?
Yeah, you know, I'll give you a quick example, and then I'll throw it to Steve. But people don't also realize that there's provisions with required minimum distributions that are called stretch provisions. And what those will let you do is, on the surface of it, when you have got IRA money and you die, before that goes to a beneficiary of a next generation, so that this doesn't count for your spouse, but it does for your kids, generally you would have to take all that money out right at one time and pay tax on the whole thing, you know, right up front. But if you use a stretch provision with a beneficiary IRA, then your kids would have the ability to take that money out over time, just like you're doing. And so instead of paying tax all up front, they've got to be able to stretch that tax liability out over the course of years.
One very recent kind of interesting example I had, I just had some clients in yesterday, both of whom are 65, and they just took out a new mortgage on their house. And both of them both have sizable retirement accounts, and they're trying to figure out, get on a 10-year plan or so to have their mortgage paid off. And we're walking through the numbers, trying to figure out how to minimizing their tax burden. And then we said, well, at age 70, we're going to have to start taking out some of this money for our required minimum distribution. So what we did is we put a little plan together and figured out how we can use that minimum distribution money to help pay down their mortgage in the future.
For the person who wants to come into Creative Financial Partners, sit down and have a conversation, what's going to happen when they make that phone call?
Yeah, the first thing that we're going to do is ask them to bring their financial information in and even send it to us in advance so we have a chance to look through it before we even talk to them. And, you know, part of the fun thing about our operation and the way that we've designed this is that everything that we do is team-based. And so we have got in-house accountants, attorneys, different planners and analysts. So we really have a lot of different people, you know, looking at that project from all the different angles to make sure that we've got a very comprehensive view of it. And so by the time that people can come in, we're going to have a very productive conversation and lay out a plan for them that is not just this theoretical cloudy type of thing. It is something that is it is detailed, it's written down, and it is very focused. And so I'm really proud of the process, and I'm especially proud of the ongoing relationship that we have with the clients that we work with. I've been in the business for 35 years now, and my clients, I've had a lot of them for a very long time. I've watched their kids being raised and get married, and have, you know, they have grandkids now. And it's not just that you are an advisor, you're a very close friend and a big part of their life. And that's the type of relationship, I think, Steve, don't you, that you really should have with people. And we want to have that kind of a relationship with them.
Exactly. And Tim's been in the business for a little bit longer than I have. But, you know, in my short 10 years doing this, those relationships that, you know, when I started doing this, I was a spiky haired kid. And a lot of people were a little nervous about getting started. But from where I started back then to where we're at now and some of the things that we've accomplished together, you grow close with these people and they become like family. And it's, you know, your conversation a lot of times go way beyond money, and that's when you can really tell that you're working well together.
Creative Financial Partners, building relationship that lasts for generations, that transcend different generations, and I know that you're really proud of that. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Your number to call and get an appointment to come in and have a visit with Steve Decker, Tim Croak, and the folks at Creative Financial Partners. They can certainly help you. 800-373-9715. no obligation, no cost. Just call that number, 800-373-9715, and make it happen. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz. Coming up, we have the Insight of the Week and also Community Connection as part of our show. We'll be back right after this.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you, and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time to get connected with the Musical Connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Mark Lloyd, and we talk about music on this show every week. And in addition to being a fan, Mark's kind of a star as well. He's a musician, a singer, and a keyboard player. And, well, I'll tell you what, once you get that music bug in you, you just can't get it out.
No.
And we are both testaments to that. But I want to mention, let's talk about some deep cuts today. The songs that receive little or no airplay on the radio might not have even been released as a single.
But, you know, back in the day, I loved reading the album cover. Reading all the information about the songs, who actually played on each song.
That was part of the fun.
And back in those days, they would even have the lyrics to the song on some albums, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
You could actually follow along with the lyrics. Well, I remember, you know, every Billy Joel album that came out, I would listen to all the deep cuts, the deep tracks.
Yep.
I mean, I would listen every Elton John album that came out, every Beatle album that came out. I mean, all my favorite artists. I mean, then we started getting into more rock and roll, and it was like, you know, Black Sabbath and Ted Nugent and, you know, Led Zeppelin. I listened to all the album cuts of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. The reason I brought all this up today about deep cuts, because first of all, I knew that you would appreciate the conversation. And second of all, I know it's kind of the same thing in the financial world. There's some deep cuts in the financial world, and I'm certain that you could explain that a lot better than I.
Well, there's tools and strategies that kind of get more attention while others don't get as much love. I guess that's the best way to say it, you know? And you know, me being in the financial industry for 27 years, going on my 28th year, I mean, I've had the opportunity to see strategies of all different kinds out here. And, you know, what has worked for investors and what has miserably failed for investors. So, you know, I'm really going back to experience here when I get ready to say, you know, ask questions like, why does these things happen and what are the things that get too much attention and what doesn't get enough attention? So let me throw a handful of these out at you, okay, Ron? Let's talk about these.
Sounds good.
You know, some investors think, Ron, that, you know, it's all about stock picking. It's all about picking the right stocks to grow our portfolio. Because that's what the media wants you to think. There's shows like Bulls and Bears and Jim Cramer and all that where it's nothing but stock picking. They want you to get involved in picking your own stocks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, folks, if you really sit there and analyze that, most of the stocks that they're already talking about has had this big run-up already. You're kind of catching it at the tail end. You know, and we have found through the years that that's not what grows money in the market. That's not what grows retirement accounts. 92% of what grows your money, folks, is asset allocation. That's not very, very sexy to talk about it. It's not very thrilling. I mean, it's talking about putting little pieces of pie together of all different kinds of stocks and fixed income and having a blend and how the blend works with each other and, you know, and works hand in hand. And when one asset class goes up, another one may be a little bit on the flatter side, and then another one goes up and the other one may be on the flatter side. But what you see is long-term consistent growth. So, you know, what makes money grow is being invested in the broader markets. Let me give you an example. last year, the S&P 500, everybody was happy. Then, you know, the Trump bump came in right after the election, and the S&P finished with a strong fourth quarter and finished with 11.96% for the year. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah.
But if you sat there and look at value stocks and small cap stocks and even smaller companies like micro cap stocks, 20+%. It's all about being in the broader markets. So again, what is the key here? Diversification. Don't have all of your eggs in one basket. There's even, you know, safe money strategies that are out here today that are so much more diversified than being in one stock index. And you need to have that diversification. And imagine this. Being in a strategy has you protected on the downside. It's when the market has its next correction. Yep. You're protected where your money's locked in and you can't lose. But what if you were in the broader markets, you know, many, many different asset classes, and you were able to grow the money? I'm talking about last year, double-digit interest. That was available last year in some of these safe money products. That don't even sound right. That doesn't even sound realistic, but it is. It's a fact. Why? Because it's all about asset allocation, and it's about being in the broader market. So let me give you another one. You ready?
Okay.
Market timing versus discipline investing. You know, there's some folks out there who thinks that market timing is the answer. Ooh, the Dow's gone up 2,700 points since the election. I better lock in my gains and go to cash. Well, you could be missing out on more because no one really knows when the market's going to correct. But here's the bottom line. You gotta be in it to win it, but you don't have to be in it all the way. It could be, again, having some safe strategies there, having some conservative strategies, layering the risk, and let the long-term risk be more, the long-term bucket be more risky, but the short-term bucket that you may need to use needs to be more conservative. You need to have a blend, a strategy. And that's when we get to things called dividend investing versus guaranteed income. When folks are getting ready, they're in that retirement red zone. They're getting ready to retire. They know it's around the corner. But right now, our mind is all about work, 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 save, save, save. You know, deposit into our 401k, have hopefully some matching funds going there, grow, grow, grow. But how do we take that nest egg and then categorize it and kind of layer the risk and create cash flow after retirement? How do we replace that paycheck? Well, there's many different ways, and you've got to be flexible and open-minded to learn about those. So maybe you haven't taken the time to sit down and talk to an expert who knows how to create cash flow, but also manage risk, because the last thing you want to have happen, imagine what your net worth is right now. Think in your mind as you're driving down the road or listening to this show. Think about right now, how much is my retirement worth? Can you afford to retire if you lost a third of it? Well, you need to get a handle on how much risk you're getting to make sure risk you have to make sure you're getting the right return for the risk you have. And we can help you with that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz, and I have the pleasure of doing this show with Steve Decker and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And glad you decided to join us this week. The number to call to get in touch is 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. Use that number to set up a visit with these guys in Perrysburg at their office, 800-373-9715. Let's talk about changing financial advisors. This is a conversation that a lot of people don't even want to think about, much less talk about. Some people often have an emotional or sentimental connection to their financial advisor, just like you guys were talking about earlier today. You form relationships. Do you find that this sometimes makes it hard for them to make a change, even when they know deep down that they really should?
Yeah, you know, let me bring up two quick points, Ron. I think the first is that someone asked me quite a while ago who my competition was. And, you know, was it, you know, Merrill Lynch or one of the big insurance companies or something? And I never really viewed it that way. My real competition is, Sears and Best Buy and the places where people are going to put their money instead of getting involved with the savings and investment program. And, cause that's where the big step comes in. And normally by the time someone gets to, you know, someone like us, then at least in Toledo, we are really blessed with some outstanding advisors. And I never noticed that there was much hopping around that, you know, once you're in with some of the people, that are available here, then the client tends to be pretty happy. And, certainly sometimes, you know, the ball is dropped with communication or there might be a mistake made with a call on a different investment market or whatever the case may be. But I think by and large, it really is more a matter of being able to take that first step and getting in with someone to get the actual planning done. I don't think people are very miserable once they've started down that road. And I think that the general rule is that they're probably getting pretty good service. Steve, would you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, if you ask the question, how does somebody know when they need a new advisor? That's not an easy one to answer, but most of the time it's from a lack of communication, or a lot of times in this area, you have someone retiring and maybe your accounts get handed off to someone younger who you don't know. But if that is the case where you do get handed someone, where your financial advisor handpicks someone to take over their accounts, keep in mind they're handpicking that person for a reason. And this hits pretty close to home because I was that person at one point. And, you know, a lot of my clients gave me a chance and they're real glad that they did.
Are there some questions? It doesn't sound like this applies to too many people there, but are there questions that someone can ask their current advisor to help clarify if that advisor is no longer a good fit?
Yeah, I think so. Some of that is philosophical. And, by that I mean, what kind of investments do you use often? Are you comfortable with? Are there certain things that you're excluded from or that you are not qualified to give advice on? And oftentimes, a person's financial situation will grow as their income and their savings does, and a lot of times the advisor is not going to grow along with them, and they're not going to be able to give advice on investments that get more complex. That might give more benefits. And so to know that, I think, is one of the issues. And the second one is, if you're not getting communicated with on a regular basis, you probably want to find out why that is. There really should be some type of quarterly communication, some type of an annual face-to-face meeting to review accounts.
Maybe the most important question is this. Other than the name Tim Croak or Steve Decker on the door, what should you look for in a new advisor once you've decided that you need to shop around?
Well, we get almost all of our new clients from referrals, and it's just your neighbors, your friends talking to one another. Hey, who are you using? Why do you use them? And it's a lot of it's a personality fit. You know, we have to get along, because when you walk into my office, it's just as much about what we talk about to invest as how well we get along together. Because if I'm getting into this relationship with you, I'm getting into it for the long haul. This isn't a quick fix thing. We're getting into a relationship together that's hopefully going to last for a very long time. So we got to make sure that we fit. We got to make sure we're compatible. And I think you'll find that you know that right away. So if you walk in and meet with a new advisor and you just don't have a good vibe, you don't have a good feeling, there's lots of other people out there. So I would say ask your friends, your neighbors, who they like and why they like them, and that's a great place to start.
Well, chemistry is certainly a very important aspect of all of this. And we have some great questions that have come in on the request line, so I thought we'd roll right into those. We have a question here from Sophia in Perrysburg. Sophia says, I haven't bought any long-term care insurance because my assumption is that by the time I need nursing home care, I will have gotten a sizable inheritance from my parents. Is that a bad plan?
Hi, Sophia. Thanks for calling in. Yes, it is a bad plan, and I'll tell you yes and no. So the way that I always look at inheritance, when we know there is something coming down the pipeline, and in this day and age with all the estate planning that's going on, a lot of children are in those planning meetings with their parents, so they know that there will be some sort of an inheritance coming their way. But when I do my planning, when I get with my clients, I never count that in the equation, because that's always money that you never know will be there. What happens if your parents have to go into long-term care and they use up all of that money that you thought you were going to get for an inheritance? So I never count on that in any of my planning, retirement planning, long-term care planning. If it's there, that's great. We'll deal with it when it gets there. But inheritance is a tough thing to count on.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is you need to define what your definition of sizable inheritance is. And, you know, unless someone really has got a financial net worth, not including their house and possessions, but a financial net worth with their investments of $1.5 million or more, then I think we really want to take a strong look at long-term care. And if unless you're getting that kind of a chunk, then I think it is something that you need to address.
Our next question is from Roland in Point Place. And Roland says, with my pension, I can get $3,500 a month, but my wife gets absolutely nothing when I die. Or I can take $2,900 a month, but she'll continue to get all of it after I'm gone. Which is better?
Well, as you can imagine, Roland, there's 100 different variables to this question. One is your age. Are you both the same age? Are you younger, older than your wife? But in general, let's say that you're both the same age and you're counting on this as a retirement plan. I tend to steer towards the 100% spouse with most of my clients, as you don't know what's going to happen. And if you can make all of your retirement numbers work and everything else lines up with taking 100% to spouse, then that may be a great way to go. Another avenue that we look at occasionally is, I'm going to bring up life insurance again here. If you can find a life insurance death benefit that you can get for where you pay $600 a month premium, then maybe that could offset the cost if you die. But again, there's 100 different variables that go into that, and you have to be insurable.
The big benefit to that, too, is that if your wife dies first, you know, you can always cancel the policy, and then you're back up to that $3,500 anyway. And again, those are discussions that they get a little bit in depth, because you do have a lot of options, and there's just no way to throw a dart and pick one. You want to be able to come in and talk those kind of things through.
One more quick question here, guys, from Miranda in Lambertville. Miranda says, I recently met with a financial advisor who did not seem to want to give me any actual advice until I moved my money over to his company. But I don't want to move money over until I have a better understanding of what he's going to be doing with it. But maybe I'm overthinking this. Is this a common approach?
Well, it's not a common approach with us here. And our process is, if you contact us and you'd like us to look over all of your investments, what we'll do is we'll take those, go through them, and then we'll give you a report and show you what we like, what we don't like, what we think you could be doing better. But it's never a requirement to move your money over with us before we give you that advice. That would be silly to do. And I would run as far away as you can from that financial advisor.
Yeah, I just think that's a way to they don't want to go through the work, you know, ahead of time. And I just don't think that's a good way to do it. I think before you move anything, you need to have a pretty darn good idea of what's going to be happening as soon as that money's moved.
Absolutely. I know that there are folks out there right now who would like to come in and have a conversation with you about all of this. And that's what it is. It's an informal conversation. I think everybody can tell by listening to the show that you guys are funny guys. You're really nice guys. You have great chemistry with all of your clients and you like meeting with new folks all the time. What happens when they make that phone call?
So what we'll do is we've said a few times in this show is we'll have you come in. We'll see if we're compatible. We got to make sure we get along because at the end of the day, you know, we take our planning very seriously. We take our investments very seriously, but we got to get along. If we don't get along and we don't like each other, then it's not going to be a fun relationship for anybody. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a casual conversation and maybe not even talk money the first time. Maybe we'll just give you our philosophy. We can show you what we're all about. You can see our office here. And then go from there. But it's no pressure at all, and it's really just an informal meeting to see if we're compatible. And that's where if you make the call, that's the only way to get it done. You got to make that call, come in, see Tim or I, see anybody else in the team here, and we'll see if we can see if we're compatible.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That will put you in touch directly with financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners, and you can come in for that very pleasant visit. And remember, there's no obligation, and it's not going to cost you a cent. 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, go ahead and call 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here, along with Steve Decker and Tim Croak. There's more on the way.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local financial symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with the Creative Financial Partners, Tim Croak and Steve Decker on the show today. And we want to give you the opportunity to get to know these guys just as much as possible. And, you know, here on the Financial Symphony, we talk a lot about music. So I thought today we would ask each one of these guys, what is the best live musical performance you've ever been to? Tim Croak, what's the best one you've ever seen?
Well, first of all, I've got to say that I'm a little bit embarrassed by where my partner is with this. So we'll get to that in just a second. Because the best show I've really ever seen live is Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And seen him a couple times. But, you know, any time that Springsteen is on stage, the guy absolutely empties the tank, gives you everything he's got. It's always a great show. The crowd is into it. The band is into it. And it is a wonderful experience. Steve has never seen Bruce Springsteen live.
Steve, come on, man.
I know, man. It is an embarrassing thing. So.
Yeah, I catch flack on that quite a bit, and it's not necessarily that I don't want to. It's when you have a four-year-old at home, our live shows consist more of Sesame Street-type shows than Bruce Springsteen.
Well, Bruce is 67 now, but he still gives it everything, just 100%, just a wonderful performer. And I got to ask you, Steve, what's the best concert you've ever seen?
Well, I'm going to switch a little bit, not necessarily a concert, but back over Thanksgiving, my wife has family that's in Chicago, and we had the opportunity to go see Hamilton in Chicago.
Ah.
And boy, that's, you know, for all the hype that got and all the awards and everything, it's worth it. That's a rock star show. It's one of those things where you leave and you had a smile on your face the entire 2.5 hours. It was fantastic.
Fantastic. I've heard so many great things about it. have not seen it, but one of these days I hope to. Well, thanks a lot. That's certainly a lot of variety. Bruce Springsteen in concert to Hamilton on the stage.
And, see, you probably would have thought that Steve would have said Disney on Ice or something, you know? But, and we also, you know, we go to Vegas a couple times a year, just our work group that goes out there. And so we've seen some of the great shows that are out there, you know, the Michael Jackson show and that type of deal. And if you ever go to Vegas with Steve.
Oh, no.
You want to be a little bit careful. Yeah. You know, we went out to dinner. The last time we were out there, we went to Giada's. And I think it was after that we saw the Michael Jackson show. Uh-huh. And Giada's a great restaurant up in the Cromwell. And we let Steve order the wine. And unfortunately, Giada's had a very cute sommelier, you know, the wine steward. And so Steve just said, hey, you know, whatever you recommend. And, and boy, I tell you what, when we got the bill, you know, it was substantial.
Tim was really mad at me.
Like a $200 bottle of wine or something?
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, Steve is more of the Ripple from 7-Eleven type of guy, you know. But yeah, we have a lot of fun, though.
Well, I'm sure. Well, I'm not going to Vegas with Steve, I can tell you that much.
You're not going to Vegas with Steve.
At least not having him order the wine, I can tell you that much. Well, this is the Financial Symphony, and that's our Getting to Know You segment. And there's more on today's show coming up.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Much like musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instrument or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, our local financial maestros fine-tune your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And let me give you that phone number again. It's so important. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You can call that number, leave your contact information, and then pretty soon you can come in for a visit. 800-373-9715. We've reached a portion of the show we call the Community Connection. And on today's show, special guest is Dr. Moshe Jacob, managing partner for the Toledo Clinic. Now I'll turn it over to Tim Croak.
Ron, thank you very much. Dr. Jacob, it's very nice having you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Been looking forward to our discussion for a long time. When I think of you, I think of three different roles, and I want to talk about each of them separately a little bit. The first is as a husband and father. You've got a wonderful family. And we've got a very nice life right here in Toledo, Ohio. So, I first of all, congratulations are in order. There's probably more credit to your wife than to you, but that's all right.
That is true.
You know, why don't you tell us a little bit about your family?
My wife, Sonia Gerges, she is a doctor as well. We both work at the Toledo Clinic. She's a physical medicine rehab doctor. And I got two kids, Sarah and Kareem. Sarah works in Miami. And one of the new startup companies, and Kareem is in a med school right now.
So they don't sound very successful at all. just as a personal physician, you have your own practice in your own patients, and there's got to be a lot of challenges going on in the world of medicine today. Tell us what your take is.
Yeah, I think especially being an internist and primary care physician, we see a lot of pressures and a lot of stresses that we see, you know, as you can hear and read every day. There's a lot of physicians going out of the field more than physicians coming in because of what we're seeing from all the new regulations, all the new laws, but I believe at the end it is probably better for patient care. Yes, sometimes we suffer here and there, but I do believe at the end it is better for patient care. So it's kind of a balance, and we have to go through a very fine line to get that balance between, getting better patient care and at the same time getting back to, you know, my family to enjoy the day.
And I'm a lifelong resident of Toledo, and at least a observer, if not participant, in the Toledo area, you know, medical environment. And, I see wars all the time between what I consider kind of the big boys. You got ProMedica in one quarter and Mercy in the other. And there is little old Toledo Clinic just kind of keeping your head down, doing business very well, a little bit every day, marching through progressively. And I think that, the common perception is that you really have got one of the cornerstones in the medical world in Northwest Ohio, and one of the gems that, might seem a little bit hidden, from the other players. But, for the people that know you and use you, you certainly are a great resource. So let's talk a little bit about the Toledo Clinic.
You know, I am very proud to be part of the Toledo Clinic. Toledo Clinic is I believe the only independent group of physicians in the area. We are now over 250 physicians and healthcare providers. We don't have any agenda. The only agenda we have is just taking care of patients. And we don't have any system that can tell us, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that. The only thing that we care about is basically our patients. And we grew dramatically over the past few years. And I can tell you the commonest cause that physicians would like to join the clinic is for one reason. They want to be an independent physician, practice just basic medicine that we learned in the med school, and taking care of patients. So I'm very proud to be part of this, great institution.
Yeah, 250 physicians is outstanding.
Physicians and healthcare, and like NPs and PAs and so forth. We are about 180 physicians, and the rest are NPs and PAs. So
still.
Yeah, it's pretty big number, right?
Yeah, and let's talk about the range of services that Toledo Clinic provides. You know, when I look through your list of specialties, wow, it seems like everything is covered.
Yeah, we have one of the biggest primary care base in the area, probably the biggest neurologist group. In the area, the biggest oncologist group in the area. I mean, we have maybe over 30 specialists, and we have our own imaging center. We have MRI, CT scan, the only labs, So we pretty much cover everything that patient would want. And I can see that from my practice. A lot of patients would like to have everything done in one place. And comparing to the rest of the other systems in the area, we are probably the best value in town.
Well, and here's my question for you. So many of the family physicians are getting out of the business, and the ones that are staying in the business are not taking new patients. So obviously, from a person in the community and a family person, that's a very frustrating situation. Is that what we're going to find at Toledo Clinic? Can people still come and, call and get one of your physicians to be their family doctor?
Tim, this is a very great point. And we are a little bit different than the rest of the other organizations in the area. We are committed to primary care service. We actually now, we are talking with another institution to have a big base of primary care service in the area. We are recruiting multiple primary care physicians in the area. Just to fulfill this role. So we do believe the medical community needs primary care. And as you said, there's a lot of physicians, going out of the business. There's not enough physicians to fill in the role. But as I said, the Toledo Clinic is committed to that. And you will hear a lot of news about, our expanding services for primary care.
Okay. And so they can just call Toledo Clinic and request a family physician or some way somehow to get in there? How do they get a hold of you?
I can give you the number for the Toledo Clinic.
Okay.
And they can call, and whenever they are, we are now over 40 locations, so wherever they are living, we are going to find, a caring physician for them.
Okay, so this isn't just a Secor Road, you know, type of thing. You really do have real estate everywhere.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, only maybe 50, 60 physicians only in the Secor Road location. But now we are expanding much more. We call it satellite. So the majority of Toledo Clinic physicians now are outside the main campus at Toledo Clinic at Secor Road.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Steve is going to beat me up if I don't ask you about, you know, Trump Care and what you think the future is going to bring. And do you have any insight at all about what the heck we're looking at, you know, going forward?
You know, I think a lot of physicians like myself having some problems with the Obamacare, not necessarily coverage, but what the patients are getting. I'm seeing a lot of the deductibles are sky high. Patients are suffering from this big time. And so I'm not saying all of Obamacare is bad, but, you know, if we can fix those areas that are deficient, I think we can reach, a better outcome for our patients.
Okay, that's great. And if you have an interest in talking to the people at Toledo Clinic to get the care that you need, then the number to call for you is going to be, it's a 419 number, 473-3561. Give them a call. Dr. Jacob, thank you very much for coming by and talking to us a little bit about yourself, your practice, and your clinic. We are very proud of the massive job that you're doing here in our community. So thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
You have been listening to the Community Connection and today's special guest, Dr. Moshe Jacob of the Toledo Clinic. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Tim Croak, and the Insight of the Week is coming up next.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Steve Decker. And this is the portion of the show that we call the Inside of the Week. So I'm going to turn it over to Steve Decker.
Thanks, Ron. The subject for today is the magic of dividends. And, you know, during tax time here, we try and always come up with a topic that's relevant to the time of the season. And I think a lot of people have a general idea on what dividends are, but maybe don't know all the details and a lot of the options that you have with them. So we wanted to take a few minutes today and just go through those with you. And Tim, my friend here, I'm going to turn it over to you. When you hear the word dividends, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Yeah, dividends are income, Steve. And, you know, part of the deal with managing money is you want to realize that that there's two ways of making money, first of all. And one is by your labor. You know, that's called man working. But the other is by your money. It's money working. And dividends is one of the ways that really works. And dividends are going to come from a stock viewpoint, from an equity viewpoint, as an excess profit of the company that is distributed to the company owners who are the stockholders. And a lot of the stocks, especially from the very large companies, are going to pay dividends very actively, and it is a substantial part of the return. We also do a lot of work with real estate investment trusts, and a big part of the return from real estate is in the form of the dividends or, you know, the rental or lease income that's going to come from those real estate programs. And, you know, just to give you a little bit of an example, the S&P 500 over the past 20 years has averaged about 8% return, but that is an index return, and that is just encompassing the growth of the stock market through that course of the of that time. But if you add the dividends on top of that, then you've got an even greater return. And that's where a lot of the return from the stock market is going to come. So this is one of those areas that we are going to use very actively in the planning process, especially when it comes to retirement income planning.
One neat thing that I had happen, this was just last week, and being tax time, every now and again we have to calculate what's called a cost basis for a client on a particular stock or a particular mutual fund. And I had this one particular fund, and I had to go back through the last 20 years and get the dividend history of this particular mutual fund. And one thing that jumped out to me is how alarmingly consistent dividends can be. And we don't, you know, back, if you go back 20 years ago, a lot of people used to use them for income, but I feel like we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit. And keep in mind, when you're working with your advisor, you know, pay attention to your dividends. Look at your quarterly statements. What's being reinvested and how is that being reinvested?
That is the Insight of the Week, and I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Tim Croak, Creative Financial Partners. The number to call if you'd like to get in touch, you'd like to hear more of this, what you've heard on today's show, and certainly have it related to your individual financial situation, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call and get on the calendar, for heaven's sake, and come in for a visit, a no-obligation and no-cost visit, 800-373-9715. Hey, Steve, Tim, I've enjoyed doing the show with you today, and I think you probably reached a lot of folks out there.
Yep, good. It's been a good time.
Great time. Thanks, Ron.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Centipede.